Such a wonderful parable. I think the Lord really wants to have this treasure. I hope we also want to have this treasure. I just want to say a few words because it really touched my heart. This wonderful word is something we have to treasure. It is not just that we're holding a conference, but we need revelation. The Lord has to open our eyes. If we have a treasure, then we will take care of this treasure in a very careful way, with tender, loving care. It's your treasure. You can just leave your treasure anywhere. My cell phone, maybe. I can leave it anywhere. It's not a treasure. But if I have a precious treasure that costs $80 million, I can't just leave it anywhere. And then at the end you forget where you put this pearl. That's not what you would do, right? You also wouldn't just show everybody in a very light way. Do we deal with this treasure of the Lord in too light, loose of a way? Because I think we don't treasure it enough. This priestly service, for example, these offerings, we shouldn't bring the offerings in such a careless way to the Father. It is something precious that we are bringing the Father. It's not a joke. It's not to laugh about. But we need a certain type of reverence or awe, a certain level of reverence. Not because we just have anything here in our hands and deal with it in any way, but we're dealing with a wonderful, precious offering for the Father. I can imagine if we bring the Father our best, the best of the week, then the Father will treasure it very much, and He will deal with it as a treasure. So if we bring the Father an offering, we also have to bring it to Him with reverence. Not just in any way and bring anything and just throw it at the Father and just throw it at Him and say, "Here, Father." And people even laugh. And I think that is not what a treasure looks like to me. But if we bring the Father a treasure, if we bring Him Christ, I'm not bringing an experience, I'm bringing Christ. That's a difference. The emphasis is not on what I have experienced, but the emphasis is that I have gained Christ through this, and not in a careless or reckless way. Christ was so precious for Paul that he counted all other things as rubbish, even as dirt. But I'm bringing something that is very precious for me to the Father. We have to exercise to have this attitude. We have to exercise to have this attitude. And it is such a testimony for all who come when they come to the feast. Wow, every offering was brought for the Father. Is this Christ? In Ephesians 3, Philippians 3, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. It is not just anything. It's the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. It's such a preciousness, is what we want to gain. Not just, as the brother said, the Lord is not just seeking anything or any pearl come from the best pearls come from the southern island. And if you go there, many people sell pearls, but they're all very cheap. Some of them just cost a few euros. Can you imagine that there was a pearl cost 80 million? 80 million. 80 million. 80 million. Oh, wow. I don't think I'm hearing right. The Lord has to renew my ears. Can you imagine that? There are pearls that cost 2 euros. Some that cost 80 million. Not 80 million euros, but 80 million. Not 8 million, but not 18 million, but 80 million. But you should have many experiences during the week, and you bring the best to the Father. And we have to have this attitude, and we have to practice, learn. We really have to learn, not just to do anything, but to bring the offerings to the Father in the best way, on a gold plate, silver platter. We need such a appreciation from the preciousness of the Lord. And we bring, learn, practice, exercise. I don't want to say much more, but I hope that these few words will awaken this consciousness within you. Remember, we are still practicing and learning. Mistakes are not that important, but let us learn. This priestly service is full of reverence. It is even a gift of God to us. Can you imagine? We are not just doing anything here, but we are carrying out a priestly service. It is an honor. It is an honor to be a priest. Yeah, praise the Lord. Don't just take it like that, but treasure this ministry and this priestly service.